Welcome back, Arizona homeowners. It's Rosie on the house. An Arizona Saturday tradition for 26 or 7 years, something around there. Something is about that. It's more than 25, but it's not 28. And it depends if you count how many years we've been on KTAR or how many years we've been on the air, because there's like another 2 years in there. But we've been
two hidden years in there.
There's two hidden years in the very, 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 very beginning. But we're here.
When they said, "Well, we're KTAR, you're nobody."
Yeah, you got to go. That's still the case. I'm Rosie. We're here, and we put our home building and remodeling experience together for you, the Arizona homeowner, to try and take away the anxieties of home ownership or home remodeling or home repair. If you have a house, a home, a castle, or a cabin, or you want a house, a home, or a castle, or cabin, we show up every single Saturday morning for the purpose of informing you, educating you, and hopefully entertaining you on the topic of home ownership. I do that with my son and co-host, Romy Romero. We homeschooled him through eighth grade. Part of his homeschool upbringing was riding in the shotgun seat of Dad's pickup truck every payday, and he'd make the tours as we delivered paychecks. You know, we didn't have direct deposit back then. We had to go around and actually hand people their paychecks, and I missed that. And we always had, Romy would always have a big old ice chest in the back of the truck, and he'd hand out orange soda pops and Coca-Colas and root beers, and we'd all sit around and talk, and Romy got to start seeing hands-on construction from a very, very early age. So he's here with his experience.
And I don't ever remember handing out drinks. I remember
soda pops?
I remember having to pick up the trash detail.
Oh.
And I, not that your jobs were ever dirty.
I was handing out soda pops.
I remember, okay, I saw a little white piece of paper down at the very corner end of the driveway. Go find it. Can't have any litter around our job site.
No way, baby.
I'd have to scour the grounds
looking
for maybe a cigarette butt that got dropped or a little piece of paper. And probably most of that stuff wasn't even, you know, it was blown in from the neighbor's yard or off the street. But I had to get down on my hand and knees and find the trash.
Wasn't going to be on our job, that's for sure.
That's what I remember.
So we show up every Saturday morning, and it's a call-in talk show where we take your calls and questions and anxieties, and we solve them for you. It's a free service. We've been doing it, like I say, for 26 years. It's a toll-free number. Doesn't cost you a dime. I convinced Jennifer that she should be paying the phone bill years ago, and she has. The number's 1. That's my wife. She's here. She's the call screener. When you call that number, she'll pick the line up and find out your name, like Dennis, who's on hold right now calling from Chandler, and we know what his question is. We can take your question as well. We have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. Once we get you online, then our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, makes sure that the signal leaves our broadcast headquarters. You know, Mike, I still don't know how you do that. It beams it up to some satellite in space, beams it back down to a relay antenna somewheres on Earth, and then we send this signal into your home. Romy, how much time lost from the time I say 3, 2, 1, somebody say in Springerville, Arizona? How much time will lag between speaking and hearing?
Maybe a second.
That's unbelievable. That's the miracle of radio. That is absolutely unbelievable.
Still more reliable than cell phone signals.
I
all these years later, he's still better signal.
I am ashamed at how little I know of behind the technology of radio broadcasting. As long as I've done. Now, you're getting your shortwave license?
Ham radio.
You're getting your ham radio license?
I got to finish reading the book, and
so you're learning the ins and the outs and the technicalities of how this voice goes in the microphone, travels over the air, whether it's an AM or a FM signal. I mean, we're doing both. We do AM and FM. It's amazing. We also run, not only are we here every Saturday morning, now for 4 hours, if you miss the fourth hour, this is the second Saturday we're on 4 hours. We come on at 7. And we're here to 11, okay? We don't know what we're going to do with the 7 o'clock hour yet, but we just came on this morning and had fun talking about eating bugs.
Article there. Doesn't that make you want to just set your hour your alarm 1 hour earlier on Saturday
morning.
Hear about people eating bugs.
We're collecting ideas on what we should do with that hour. Some people say, Rosie, you travel Arizona a lot. Let's do a Backroads Arizona show. And then I get to travel every weekend. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Can we buy like a big Class A diesel pusher motorhome and Jennifer and I just drive around the state on weekends and you'd be here in the studio and we could set up a big motorhome with some kind of connection ability, couldn't we? Oh, yeah. You could have said, yeah. Okay. So I'm liking that idea. A Backroads Arizona show would be good. We could expand the gardening hour. We could expand the building hour. We could do anything we want. We could just sit around and talk and chit-chat and wake everybody up on Saturday morning like we did this morning. I thought that was fun.
And now, that hour flew.
That hour flew by. That's what the show is for. Now, the show supports a website, rosieonthehouse.com. And that website, again, everything we do is for the Arizona homeowner. It's our goal to become your best friend. And we're going to do that by protecting you. And we have a contractor referral directory on that website. And every once in a while, we get phone calls from homeowners that are like have their hair on fire because they're so mad about some contractor that's on Rosie's directory that treated them bad. And we say, well, what's that contractor's name? And it's somebody we've never heard of. So there are contractors out there that lie about being licensed with the Register of Contractors. There's contractors out there that lie
about their experience level.
And there are contractors now that lie about whether or not they are Rosie certified or not. You must go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and we don't regularly print a directory because every once in a while, one of our guys, like I can remember specifically, we started the program with a small plumber. This is 22 years ago. He was one of the best plumbers I ever knew in my entire life. Unfortunately, the casinos opened. He never knew he had a gambling habit. Then he realized he had a gambling habit. It cost him his business. It cost him his family, his wife. And so we occasionally, it's the tightest contractor screening directory on the planet. But occasionally, someone will get through the screen and then the conditions will change. They'll sell the company or they'll have a change of ownership or there'll be a change of key management and they're no longer performing at the level we expect at Rosie on the House. If you're dealing with any Rosie on the House contractor in the state of Arizona right now, go to the website and re-verify it's current. We have recently had to ask a couple contractors to leave the network. So please, if you're doing business with Rosie Certified Partners, go to the website and verify they are still a member. We don't ask them to leave unless there is a very, very good reason.
And, you know, like you said earlier, this is 27 years of, you know, as it happens, some of them have passed away. We lost Joel Wheeler last year.
Yeah, we did.
Wheeler Electric. And
Larry Halpin.
That was unexpected, and there was no one in line to acquire his company, so unfortunately it just closed. Rest in peace, old Joel. He helped me wire up my home in Whitman. And crazy old coot. He was one of those guys that is like Chrome Dome in Louisiana. You never know exactly how they get anything done because you talk to them and they're standing around and they act like they've got all the time in the world and they're chit-chatting and this and that and they've got these old stories and you're kind of getting anxious because it's 9:30 and nothing's happened and then all of a sudden it's noon and everything's done and you're like, I never even saw you move. How?
I saw you go from the truck to the refrigerator to the lunch bucket to the drafting table.
You must have filled up your drink six times. But, I mean, when they get into their work motion, there is such a perfection in their craft. There is no wasted movement. And it's just amazing. I still don't know how he ever got it all done.
You know, one of the things we do as a regular part of the show is because we have that website, an awful lot of people tell us, Rosie, we can never get in on the show Saturday. The lines are all booked up. Romy, how many emails a week do you and Julia go through?
Oh, I don't count. That would... I don't want to know.
Oh, I mean, it's hundreds.
It is. And we get a lot of them.
That... So show it. What did we get this past week where people are probing us during the week? What are they looking for?
Well, you had started a warning of making sure you're using a Rosie certified partner, and it just because someone says they are, if they're not on the website, they're not really. But here's another warning.
We actually had to send a solar company a letter from our attorney and say, if you say that one more time, Rosie's going to come take away your birthday and spank you.
Uh-oh. Beverly wants to know, I got a letter from this website, I won't mention it, about a water service line being my responsibility from my house to the meter should it break. Looked up their website, got mixed reviews on the company, but they only want $550 a month, and it'll cover annually up to $7,000 should my water line break.
Little insurance premium.
Do you think it's worth it? Well, let me first ask you, Beverly. Ask yourself, how long have I been in my house and how many times has my water line broke?
Somehow, there's a calculator on this phone. Let me see if I can get it to work while you finish the story.
And just look down your street. How many times have you seen water lines break in your neighborhood? Not exactly a huge problem. It's down there 2 feet underground for a reason. Very, pretty well protected. And just think about this. $550 a month does not sound a lot to you, but according to the last census, there are 6.7 million people in Arizona. And best we could tell research-wise, they were saying figure about four people per resident by the time you take out infants.
So how many water meters is that? How many houses is that?
I figure about 1.5 million water meters.
I wonder how many of those are in apartments as opposed to houses.
No, well, this is what we figure best on houses.
Okay.
150 site-built homes.
Okay, all right.
150 million.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're messing me up.
I'm sorry.
1.5 million homes.
Okay.
In Arizona. Multiply that by 550 a month.
How many water lines could you replace for $56 million a year? A month. Okay, let's take it another way. How many months in a year?
12.
How many? Oh, wait. 259,000? See, these phone calculators and me. Okay, there's 12. Now I'm up to 3 million. 12 months in a year.
Yes.
A water line to the water service from the meter to the house ought to last on the average, I'm going to say 20 years. So that's 240 months.
And I would say longer.
Take a break because
I would argue that there's John F. Long homes from the 60s that still have not had their water lines replaced.
That's true.
So it's nothing but a big insurance. I won't say scam because if they do cover the breakage, then they're not scamming you. But I mean, I would like to have $550 a month from every homeowner in Arizona. You could live pretty comfortably on that.